everybody. Jeff Jones here. Welcome to the weekly Chase Oaks Church podcast. Before we dive in, I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and download the Chase Oaks Church app. The app is the best place to catch up on messages, engage with our community, and stay in the loop with everything going on around here. Most importantly, my hope is that today's message inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey. Here we go. Happy shoulder season, everybody. And what I mean by shoulder season is this unique little time of the year that's one of my favorites between the wonder, but also the craziness of Christmas and all the new stuff in the new year. We just have this little space that hopefully will give more time for family, for friends, for interaction. Depending on the age of your kids, you may not have as much quiet time, but at least you have more interactive time. And for some of us who don't have little kids around, we have time for both, for reflection and interaction. And so I want to give us a question to ask in this little shoulder time, in this unique space that will get us ready for the new year, but will also get us ready for how we will begin the new year at Chase Oaks with the new series. So the way we're beginning 2026, after a really great message from Ryan, I already know what he's talking about. It's going to be great. Don't miss that. Then we start a new series called The Story You Are Writing, which is on the life and legacy of David, realizing that you and I are writing a story. Every decision we make, we have all these different ups and downs that are like chapters in our life. And how we go through those is leading to a conclusion. And for David, I've always been inspired by David because there were two things that God said about him at the end of his life. I mean, looking back, one was that David was a man after his own heart. Now, that's amazing. I mean, the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. And you hear that and think, yeah, right, like that's a high bar. But God said, no, David did that. He was a man after my heart. The second thing that's said about him is all the way in the New Testament when it says that David fulfilled God's purpose in his generation. That's amazing too. I mean, that David lived such an effective life that God said, yeah, I put him on the planet with a purpose. He did all of it. Everything I wanted him to do, everything I wanted him to accomplish, he did it. Now, imagine if God could say the same two things about me, about you. Like if God, at the end of your life, that God wrote your own tombstone, like God did your tombstone, and he chisels this thing out and says, yeah, you're a person after my own heart. You love me fully, and you fulfilled my purposes in your generation. That would be pretty great. And I believe God can help us get there, or will help us get there if we're up for it. And that's what we're talking about in this series, because David, as we're going to see, lived a very messy life. It was not a perfect life. There were ups and downs and sideways. Yes, he did some incredibly courageous and godly things. He also did some very ungodly things, probably way worse than anything you've even thought of doing, honestly. And he also did some very non-courageous things. And yet God used all of it in his life. And there was something about the way David lived life that he went through those ups and downs and sideways as an imperfect person that led him to that final destination we talked about, that led him to his legacy. It wasn't just that he was a messy person and had some good things and bad things. That's true of everybody. And God would never say those two things about everybody. So what was it about David? And how do you and I go through life in a way that we get to the same place? That's what this series is about. So that's going to lead me to a question that I want us to ask ourselves this time of year to help us get ready for a new year. It's a big question, and I think it will also help us get ready for that series. You can ask this question to yourself before God. I think that would be great to do with friends, if you're married, if you have kids, as a family. It's just a great conversation. So the question comes from a conference that I was at a couple weeks ago where the speaker gave a really powerful question, I thought. And the speaker is like a coach, like an executive coach. And he coaches like high-performance athletes and other kind of people. So he talks about how there, when it comes to performance, there are a few different categories. One is the low performer. You know, a low performer is somebody who, I mean, we all know low performers, you know, at school or at business or, you know, somebody you see out at a store or something like that. A low performer is just asking the question, what do I have to do to not get fired? Or what do I have to do to not get divorced? Like, they're just doing the basic, most bottom line thing. That's a low performer. And then you have a mid performer, which is most people. You just say a performer. And that's a person that asks a really good question. And that is, how can I do a good job? Like, I want to be a good husband, a good wife. I want to be a good Christian. I want to be a good dad. I want to be a good student. I want to be good at my job. And that's really most people. I think most people want to be good at what they do. They're not great. It's kind of like the Applebee's of humans. It's not bad. It's consistent. It's not great either. You're not going to get a Michelin star. Which leads me to the next person, and that is the high performer. The Olympics are about to start, and it's going to be full of high performers. And high performers, and these questions are not necessarily like conscious, like we're asking them, but a high performer asks this question, and that is, how can I be the best at what I do? Again, that's what we're going to see at the Olympics, people who spent their whole lives trying to be the best and made it. But there's a whole other level, and that's where it's somebody like David that we've talked about, and that is somebody who operates beyond high performance at just a whole other level, like a generational performance or something. And I believe that's actually where God wants us to live, and it's possible. But here's the question that those kind of people ask, and that is, what am I capable of? What am I capable of? It's a very different kind of question that runs underneath the way that we think. It's not a question that we'll ever fully answer, what am I capable of? Because in any given moment, any given day, in different contexts of our life, it's just that's the way we think. What am I capable of? Especially for those of us who are Christians, because we have God to enable us, who has all capability and who is ready to enable us. He's the one who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or even imagine. We have all the capability in the world, but what if we asked ourselves that question as we face a new year? Like, as an individual, to think, what am I capable of this year? Like, what could happen? By God's enablement, what am I capable of? And what would it look like for me to take steps that direction? I mean, as a Christian, as a person who's part of this church, like, what am I capable of? Not just to hang out and, you know, enjoy it, but what am I capable of to be used by God to actually help Chase Oaks go to a whole new place, you know, and, or in your family, you know, what, it'd be a great conversation as a family. What are we as a family capable of in terms of the kind of impact, the kind of joy, the kind of relationships? Like, what could God help us do? What are we capable of? Be great conversation in a marriage, great conversation in a friendship, be great conversation as you think about your career. What am I capable of? Because as this executive coach was talking about, and he works with people that we all know, names we know, they're just at this level of performance that make them goats in their field. And what he found is, yeah, that's the question they ask. And I think God invites us to ask that too. What are we capable of? The God, again, who's able to do immeasurably more than all that we could ask or imagine. So I'm going to pray that God will help us as we all think about that big question and take that question with us, not only into the series, but into this year in different areas of our life and see where that takes us by the end of the year. And I believe God will help us. So let's pray together. Father, I do thank you that you are more than able to do immeasurably more than anything we could ever ask or imagine. All the capability in the universe is in you. And you want so much for us. And God, would you help us just to think differently, think bigger about our life, to ask ourselves the question that, hey, if I've got God in my life, what am I capable of? As a marriage, what are we capable of? As a family, as a church? God, what might you do through us this year? What steps would I take if I really, God, would you clarify those? If I'm going to take a step toward capability? God, thank you that you love us, that you always want what's best for us, that you're incredibly patient with us, and there's so much waiting for us this year. We can't wait. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you. And when I say thank you, I don't mean just thank you for listening to this. I mean thank you for being you as part of Chase Oaks Church. I don't know if some of you aren't yet, but you're certainly welcome to be. But for those of you who are part of our church, just know I'm so proud to be your pastor. As we've looked back at the year and so many incredible things, so many ways that God's used you, and as we look forward to a new year, it's just going to be fun together. And thanks for making it that way.